This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. You can call them self-absorbed, you can call them materialistic. We're talking about Generation Z or Z, depending where you're from. Have we misunderstood them? That's the question we're asking you guys at home. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. I know, Arv, you've got something to add, right?
Yeah, so this is from WhatsApp, from Jasmine. Jasmine says that, I don't blame the older generation for assuming the younger generation as such, though many of these behaviors stem from how parents' parenting methods have changed. Not all families are the same. This is just my experience. So she goes about how her parents brought her up and their expectations that was put on her growing up and stuff, which I feel is a big thing. If you're raised by millennial parents and what they tell you versus if you're raised by baby boomers and what they tell you, it sort of molds the generation to come, you know?
It does. I mean, obviously my parents were baby boomers. My mum and dad both born in 47, shortly after the Second World War, of course. We were called, back then, we were called latchkey kids. You know, our parents had kind of gotten rid of a lot of responsibility and were like, okay, you kids can look after yourself, go to school, bring yourself home, use your own keys, all of that kind of stuff. You know, all of my friends were like that. You know, they let themselves in at home, they cooked their own dinner. My parents were a little bit more protective. You know, I didn't get, I don't think I got a house key until I was like 16 or 17 at that point. So I'd just sit around and wait for my mum and dad. But yeah, it definitely depends on how you're raised.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that, so far that's on WhatsApp.
All right, let's move over to story number three. Similar to me bias, what is this?
Yeah, so it's pretty much how you tend to like the people who are just like you. So this is how the article goes. So if you take a look at any elementary school playground, you'll likely find that boys want to play with boys and girls want to play with girls. And this same pattern kind of transcends into adulthood, with many people preferring same gender friendships too. But a new study from an HR firm called Namely has attempted to quantify the consequences of workplace equity of this kind of inclination. So they released what they call was their workplace diversity report, which claims that, number one, both men and women tend to praise colleagues of their own gender more frequently. This alliance seems to continue further up the corporate ladder. Apparently, both male and female managers supervise employees of their own gender more often than those of a different gender. Number three, the study also suggests that managers are more likely to dole out raises and promotions to employees of their own gender, which would mean that having more females atop a company's chain of command could have a profound effect on women's opportunities for advancement. Now, this pattern of preference for the same gender can, well, at least part of it can be explained by a psychological phenomenon known as the similar to me bias. Now, it basically means you tend to hire and have people on your team who are similar to you. And on the surface, the actions you're taking doesn't appear to favor one group or another. But when you dig deeper, you realize that there's definitely an impact. Now, the CEO of this company called Elevate Network, which is an organization of female professionals, they call this phenomenon by their own name. They call it the mini-me syndrome. And this is when an individual meets someone with a similar personality or a common experience. Maybe you went to the same uni together. Maybe you support the same football team. You tend to connect more readily. And I think that's something that we can all attest to experiencing, right?
Yeah.
And so basically, when you can see yourself in that other person, it kind of lends an aspect of trust. And of course, trust equals belief. And perhaps it's your subconscious that allows you to feel like this is the kind of person that I want to hire because he has the characteristics necessary to succeed. Because you see those characteristics in yourself.
In yourself, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right? This is the problem. The research shows that gravitating towards people who are similar to us is deeply ingrained. And we feel comfortable with these people. But the purpose of work is not particularly to make managers comfortable, but to make an organization work well. And what do you need in an organization for it to work well? We've heard all these experts speak to us on Raise Your Game, on Resource Center. You need diversity. And so this is why the similar to me bias is not exactly a good thing.
Arv.
I don't know. I think it's quite interesting. I thought you cannot get along with the same people. I thought it's like the opposites attract thing. If you see two people in a position of power and they both have the same ambition and the same kind of dynamic and approach, then normally you see one person get knocked off.
They're butting heads.
Yeah. You know, and normally, I mean, especially I think it happens more in like big corporates and stuff. If someone is in a position of power and then they see a person who's maybe slightly lower than them in the ranks coming up fast, there's a 50% chance that person gets sabotaged.
Right.
You know, it's a threat. It's a threat to their position. So, I don't know. I always thought that if you were similar to the person up there, then you wouldn't get a chance to climb as fast.
But think of it this way, right? If you are a manager and you recognize that this person works quickly, works efficiently, words things the way you would word them, has similar values, you trust that person to take on more responsibility just because you feel that person cuts it and can get the job done the way you would have that job done. So it's easy to delegate to a person like that. So that might be one of the reasons for you to hire someone who is similar to you.
What about in previous employment? Have you met people like this who are similar to you?
Similar to me? No.
No?
No, no, no.
Not at all.
No, no.
No, no.
I've not experienced it as well.
I think the last time I kind of felt perhaps like that was school and college.
These
are the kind of people that you'd choose to associate with, you'd study with, you'd listen to music with, you'd go to the bar with, all that kind of stuff.
And similarly, Rich, this is what we call the bubble on social media, right? Where we kind of have friends and it creates that are similar to us, and it creates an echo chamber of the kind of beliefs that we already have. You know, it just reinforces what we our opinions and what we think. So similar to that, but this is taking it into the workplace context. So in order to combat this problem, because it could be a problem. What this HR company suggests doing is implementing a manager rotation program so that managers are intentionally moved to new teams.
That's interesting.
Yeah, to take on new responsibilities and bring more diversity to teams. And when it comes to equal recognition of workplace accomplishments, the firm also encourages the use of calibration sessions when supervisors conduct performance reviews. Like having a peer group of managers ensures that they're evaluating in the same way, so that meets expectations and you're not going to fall into this mini me or similar to me bias. Because one of the things that I think was discussed just a couple of weeks ago on our BBC World Service episode that played on the Morning Run was how if you tend to, as an HR manager, if you tend to recruit someone who is very similar to you, you tend to, in the years to come, try and reinforce your opinion that you made the right choice to hire this person, even though that person performs badly. So that is one of the repercussions of hiring someone who is like you, but then turns out not to be exactly like you, but you just can't, you tend to try and see the positives, you try and build the positives into this person instead of acknowledging that, hey, maybe this person is not the right fit for the organization.
Maybe I did a mistake. I did make a mistake by hiring this person.
Yeah.
Isn't this how we started with the whole, men hiring men kind of thing, discrimination at the workplace? This is, I mean, I can see this being like the origins of how that whole thing started, like men kept hiring men. And then there was like a whole organization like with 70% to 80% men and then 20% women, and that's how discrimination starts. I think this is, you know, with the mini-me bias, or, you know, the same kind of bias. They saw someone who they could relate to, like gender-wise, you know, purely on gender basis, and then kept hiring people again and again. So you hire like a HR manager who's a guy. The HR manager who's a guy hires people who are guys, and then you get like very little women in the workplace.
And the consequence of something like this is you get very little women, correct? Maybe, in other countries, you get very little people with, like, of different colors, of genders, of races, religion, ethnicities. Yeah. That is the problem.
All right. We have to take a short break, folks. We've got some Stereophonics coming up next with Local Boy in the Photograph. Before we get to that, though, we've had a couple of tweets. One of them actually regarding the story of the ivory trade. This is from Sharifa Sharina, who says the ivory startup stunt is super genius.
It is
pretty smart. Don't forget, folks, if you want to feedback regarding the main story of today, we're talking about Generation Z, Generation Z. Have we misunderstood them? Let us know what you think. You can get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can get us on Twitter and Insta Story at BFM Radio. Music from the Stereophonics, Local Boy in the Photograph here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.